in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Sarah Burns. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Andy. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. You sound young. How old are you?
I just turned 18 last month on February 13th.
Well, happy birthday. I'm sorry, sorry I missed it.
Well, thank you.
Is school a big part of your daily adventure these days?
Yes, definitely. I'm technically a senior in high school, but I finished all my credits up early, so now I'm at college at Embry-Riddle.
Were you motivated to finish early because of music, or you just wanted to get on with your life?
I felt like I could have more time with music if I were in college, and I can schedule my time around it.
Where is the college?
It's in Daytona, Florida.
But you're from the Hudson Valley. Where in the Hudson Valley were you from?
My grandparents, they live in the Hudson Valley in Verplank.
Oh, your grandparents. How nice.
Yeah.
They must be very proud of you.
They are. They're listening right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Well, at the age of 17, 18, you've done some cool stuff, and you're on the radio with WHUD. How long have you been writing music?
I've been writing music as long as I can remember, really. But this song that is going to be aired today, I originally wrote when I was 10 years old.
Why did it take you 8 years to record it?
Well, I've always wanted to do music, so I always wrote down little songs that I liked. And then I didn't know how to play any instruments, so when I was 14, I went back and put an instrument with it. Eventually, I got money over the time and finally recorded it.
Yeah. Well, it takes time. It's worth the wait, too. Worth the wait. What was the first song you ever wrote?
The first song that I ever actually called a song that I wrote?
Yeah.
I was six, and I got a guitar, and I didn't know how to play it, so I just strummed it, and it was called Peace and Quiet because I wasn't being quiet. So, yes, it was a little 30-second song, but that's my first song.
You know what you should do? You should write that song, complete it, record it. I bet it has a special meaning for you.
Yes.
I think people can use a little peace and quiet once in a while, and I think you're the person to do it, okay? How are you going about achieving your musical goal?
Well, I have a job at a local sub shop, and I get paid, so then I put that money towards a recording studio called the Palace Recording Studio near my house. I work with this guy named Brinson, and he helps me with after I write it, with the chords and the melodies
sure.
and everything. He puts it all together.
You know, I always tell people at a young age, get a job at a restaurant because you'll never starve.
Yeah, it's true. I get a lot of free subs.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Sarah Burns. How did you know you had the talent for music?
I just always loved doing it, and it's always the thing I've stuck to throughout my life. Like, I've done sports and stuff, but it was always going back to music and how, like, singing is the most fun thing I can do.
If not music, then what would you be doing?
I'd probably be doing fashion. Because I really like making my own clothes and making my own jewelry and stuff.
So are you studying music and fashion in college?
It's mainly like an aeronautic school, but I go there for business. So I'm learning all about business. Yeah.
Smart move. Sarah, you mentioned time before, and now you're talking about money. Which would you rather have more of, time or money?
Probably more time, because I want to enjoy life instead of just busy all the time.
I got a feeling with your business degree, you'll be okay. Yeah, time is going to be, as you get older, more valuable.
Yes.
I think you already know that. Speaking of knowing that, what is I Know, the song we're going to play? What do you know?
I Know is about whatever challenges you come across in life, you can overcome them. And I know that it can get hard, but you can overcome it and it will make you better in the end.
And you wrote that when you were 10 years old?
Yes.
Son of a gun. What's the website where people can find out more about Sarah Burns?
I actually don't have a website, but I have an Instagram.
Okay.
And a Twitter and stuff like that. And it's called Sarah Burns, S-A-R-A-H-B-Y-R-N. And then there's going to be another N and then E-S.
Oh.
Just because there's not two N's in my name. Just my name was already taken.
Yeah, your name was taken. That happens so much these days, right? How dare someone take your name?
I know.
Hey, don't be sad.
I know.
Sarah Burns in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Sarah, say hi to your grandparents right now in Verplank. Go ahead.
Hi. I love you guys. Thank you for listening and supporting me.
No, what are their names?
I have my grandma, Christine, and then my grandpa, his name is Joe. And then I also have my other grandparents as well, named Diane, Papa Phil, and then my great-grandma, great-grand.
So to all the grandparents in Verplank of Sarah Burns, you don't have to worry about Sarah. She's fine, doing well. She's going to make it one way or another. Sarah Burns in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Here is the song called I Know. Sarah, well done.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy.